Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 16 op na 25, Johannesburg 15, 21, Polokwane 16 op na 27 grade.
In the traffic, R21 northbound, I'm afraid, after the Benoni exit through Bopsfontein, very, very slow back towards Pretoria at the moment. And Midrand, Buccleuch interchange is a mess heading northbound, everything up to Olifantsfontein, very slow.
Joe Manu, the sport headlines, Kaizer Chiefs coach looking for solutions and the Springboks getting ready to tackle the Scottish.
Ons begin in Mpumalanga, die Lebombo grenspost tussen Suid-Afrika en Mozambique is gedeeltelik heropen.
It's going to be on the movement of people, and then later on we will then be able to deal with issues of cargo. The cargo movement is the most complicated one, primarily because the place called Kilometer 4 had been seriously destroyed. The computers has been taken. They had to replace those computers and make sure that they're able to reconnect and be able to do customs processing.
So sê die nasionale kommissaris van die owerheid vir grensbestuur, Michael Masiapato, hy het met die SAIK gepraat en gesê die grens is vroeër die week gesluit om veiligheidsredes te wyte aan betogings teen die mees onlangse verkiesingsuitslae. Die Mpumalanga Toerisme en Parkagentskap sê intussen heel party reisigers moes hulle reisplanne na Mosambiek kanselleer wat selfs in Suid-Afrika gevolg het. Die grens is in die streek waar Suid-Afrika, Mosambiek en Eswatini by mekaar kom, woordvoerder Simpiwe Shungube sê juist die agentskap probeer reis in die hele streek aanmoedig.
We are promoting the Thailand countries that we want people to have a breakfast in Mpumalanga, they have lunch in the Mozambique and have supper in the Kingdom of Eswatini. So that route is affected as we speak. We hope that very soon things will be back to normal.
Dan verskuif ons die aandag na Limpopo. Die 5 mans wat in hegtenis geneem is toe 'n miljard rand se dwelms op 'n plaas in die provinsie gevind is, wil weer aansoek doen om op borgtog vrygelaat te word, maar dit word eers volgende week aangehoor in die howe.
The matter is postponed to 15 November 2024 for further investigation and arrangements of bail on new facts.
Dit was die nasionale vervolgingsgesag se woordvoerder in die provinsie Mashudu Malabi Tsangi. Die 3 Meksikaanse burgers en 2 Suid-Afrikaners kom te staan teen aanklagte van vervaardiging van dwelms, die oortreding van die wet op immigrasie en geldwasery. Intussen sê Johannesburg Water dat watertoevoer in groot dele van Midrand binnekort herstel sal word. Die watervoorsiener het die media toegespreek in vordering oor uitdagings in watervoorsiening en dit nou weens probleme by Rand Watership palmietstelsel. Die woordvoerder Mzaki Mswini sê watervoorsiening moet nog herstel by die Selfhiel toring en die Diepsloot reservoir.
Obviously with a system of that size you would still get some pockets that would still not be having water or they'll be experiencing low supply. Those we are still supplying with mobile water tankers, but I have to indicate that we've reduced the number of tanks that we are using within the Midrand system.
Ek is Marlene Fischer. Our top story this hour, the Lebombo border has been partially reopened.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em, so lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now, woo. There's a tornado in my city.